Last we left off with Lupe being teleported in the pond, and the rest of the group running out to find out what happened. When the group got outside their respective rooms, they found that the pod had been drained, revealing a podcast that leads down deeper into the rock. With little other choices, the party would proceed down the stairs. The descent would prove taxing, as it felt like it went on for hours. The lower they got, the warmer it felt. Eventually, they would reach the bottom, which opened up to a large hallway with two large doors at the end. The hallway has two narrow wall seams on either side of it. As the party moves towards the doors, the room starts becoming unbearably hot to the point that they are unable to move any further. The party notices that the lava seems to flow into two holes on each side of the hallway. Keg would hit the left wall near the hole and partly collapsed it in. Starker would then pick him up and swing him around and his hammer, his own hitting the wall, resulting in the total collapse of the hole. That would then lower the heat somewhat. Olive, realizing that it did actually work, then attempted to do the same by picking up Keg, but she accidentally threw him face first under the wall. Sarko would then just bounce the right wall, causing its hole to collapse, making the temperature much more bearable. The group then noticed that the lava was rising slowly but steadily, and decided to book it for the doors. While this is happening, Lupe woke up after being knocked unconscious after the teleport. He found himself in a large circular room that looked like a planetarium. Lupe would then be contacted by his warlock patron, being told of a riddle referring to a day of black sun. Lupe would then mess with the controls, causing the room to shift from day to night and back, along with numbers on the console, which seemed to indicate the date. The rest of the party would burst through the doors, confused by Lupe being there, but even more so confused by the strange contraption. While Keg and Novi put it together that it was just a machine, Olive and Sarku would struggle to understand that it was what it was, and thought that they were outside, and that Lupe was just manipulating time. Novi had to show them that nothing was wrong and mess with the controls in order to get them to calm down. Lupe would then tell them about the riddle, and Sarku would quickly realize that it referred to the last eclipse that happened, which is when all the dragons disappeared. That was on 392 December 19th, during the era of magic. The date currently says 1063 May 4th, and is currently the era of man. So they use the controls to turn back the clock, and as they get to the date, the room gets steadily darker as the sun and moon stand and get closer. When they eventually meet, hidden runes on the floor start to glow, and a pedestal comes out from the ground, holding what appears to be a large egg, with some recognizing it as a dragon egg. The egg is shifting between colors and emanates a primordial magic. The party attempts to carefully remove it, but it doesn't budge, and their hands get stuck to the egg, with it branding their hands with some sort of symbol before knocking them unconscious. Party then wake up at the top of the caldera with the egg next to them. The party then decides it's best to go ahead and take it to their employer, and now his boss, Zorelto.